Right now, the internet has made the industry like the Wild West, where you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. So all I try to do is just empower the artists to come in and showing them that they can do it themselves if they want to. They don't have to worry about making it.
Or, yeah.
You know?
Latinx Nation. I'm your host, Sal, with my amazing co-host. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Carla.
Melanie, hi.
Oh my god, they sound so excited and happy.
I just woke up.
Yeah, we just came from a long drive off the coast, just trying to see the views and have a little time to ourselves and think. But which was nice, and now we're ready for this episode, gonna get going. We have a few shout-outs for you guys today. If you can mention the first one, please, Carla.
Just Poderosa Podcast, we've talked about them multiple times. We've had them on the episode. They've had me on the episode with them. Mm-hmm. They just reached their one-year anniversary, and I just want to say congrats and keep doing all the amazing hard work you're doing. Mm-hmm. Keep being an activist. And, yeah, Sarai is amazing, and you're doing awesome, girlfriend. So,
yeah. All right. And I hope your daughter's doing well and your husband's a really cool dude.
And her kid. Her little boy.
And her little boy, too.
I don't think you met her little boy.
I haven't met her little boy yet. Not yet.
Yeah. But
soon we'll meet the whole family. Yeah. But also, happy Memorial Day to everyone. Hope you guys enjoy your guys' weekends. You guys be safe and you guys have a lot of fun. And we pay respect to everyone that gave their ultimate sacrifice for all of us to just have whatever freedoms that we have at the moment, you know? So, yeah.
This is a really stupid question.
Yes.
Because Melanie made the comment yesterday, was like you're comparing Memorial Day with Veterans Day.
And I feel like that happens a lot.
Like, what are the... Maybe this is a really stupid question.
Sal was explaining to me how it was like Veterans Day, respect to, like, the veterans. But in Memorial Day, past, present. But for Memorial Day, like, the lives lost
by either veterans in war or just, like, attacks, like, for everyone that either gave the ultimate sacrifice for this country or for those that had lost their lives during, like, attacks like 9/11, and also pay respects for them, like, that they unfortunately were the casualties of what came about to protect the nation. So Memorial Day is, like, to pay respect to those that lost their lives. And the Veterans Day is to pay respect for those that put their lives in danger in order for us to, like, have the freedoms we got now.
So what it says on Google says Memorial Day is a federal holiday for honoring mourning the military personnel who had died while serving in the United States Army, Armed Force.
Cool.
So
yeah.
Cool.
There's, like, no way we can, like, fully thank them for what they do. So, at least we can have this holiday, we can celebrate what they were able to provide for us.
So
we have a really good episode for you guys today, and I'm excited to start. We have Marco Barajas. I don't know if you guys remember, but he was on one of our earliest episodes where we were talking to him and his brother Eddie and about their band and, like, Paloma Negra, and you guys were playing that weekend. It was like 420, I think. You guys were playing that weekend.
It was long ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago, right?
Wow.
As I said, it was one of our earliest episodes.
A lot's happened since then.
Yeah. Dude, I'm happy for you to be on the show, and I'm excited to talk about what you've been doing. And, dude.
Yeah, thanks, man. Likewise.
Let's get started. Go ahead and introduce yourself to the audience, for those of you that are meeting you for the first time through podcasts.
Yeah, so my name is Marco Barajas. I play bass and manager of Paloma Negra. We're a Latin reggae band. And I also have my own record label company. And I'm actually in the works of making a non-profit. So that's cool.
Wow, that's super cool, dude.
Yeah, I don't think I told you guys about that, right?
No, you haven't told me at all.
What is your non-profit? What is it? What's behind it, pretty much?
I'm partnering up with this guy named Julian Salas.
Okay.
And he has his music company called Arca Music, Arkham Music setting.
Mm-hmm.
And all he does is, well, he has his own studio, and he puts on shows. He had a music festival a while back, but now he's trying to turn his studio into, like, a music education center.
Oh,
he's
shit.
Located in kind of downtown Long Beach.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So his whole thing is he's just trying to get the music back into the community because they're taking music programs out of public schools.
Mm.
And, you know, there's not really anything going for that. So that's just one way to get back to community and try to explore more of the youth that's in Long Beach.
Yeah.
And trying to bring them up from, you know, whatever hardships they're going through through music, you know, so we can teach them production or just basic musics, playing piano,
like
guitar,
music theory and stuff like
things.
That.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That is really cool.
Damn.
What inspired you guys? I mean, besides obviously like music being pulled out of the educational system, like how long has this been in your heart to pursue?
So he actually had the opportunity to do a project with Washington Middle School.
Okay.
Kind of by Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are familiar with that area.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they were working with a section of the students that were the future leaders of America.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what they're called. And they had them do a little project. You know, they'd write a song, write lyrics, and they went in and showed them how to record everything, how to do the full music production.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a really good experience with that. So that just only encouraged them to kind of want more, to do more things like that.
Yeah.
And really that's where they originated from.
Yeah.
Just that little opportunity, so now we just want to expand on it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. That is really exciting. Like, I can see that going places, you know?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I'm super interested in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so right now we're just in the works of remodeling the studio,
mm-hmm.
getting new gear, so it looks nice for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, let us know any way that we can help, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a music geek, so I'm always down to help you guys out. And whatever I can do.
I mean, I can move things around
sure,
for you guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can help out in music, but...
No, these two are super...
I can make things look pretty.
No, they're super strong. They can help you guys lift boxes, get stuff going.
We usually set up.
I mean, like, I played the piano, the drums a while back.
There you go.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah, that didn't go very far, but... I actually... And obviously, this would be, like, within the next few months if I decide to go back home. But I do have a drum set in my storage unit that I don't use. So, I mean, if you guys are ever taking donations or whatever, like, I would love for it to go into good hands, you know?
Sure.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, if I decide to go to Utah, if I can go because of this whole pandemic. But, I'll definitely put that in my to-do list when I go down there.
Oh, yeah.
Or up there.
Up there.
Yeah. But that's awesome. That's really exciting. So you've,
that's going surely.
Yeah. So it's you're, like, surely. Really taking steps. You really, like, from the last time we spoke, which was, like, you were focused on Paloma Negra, now you're doing, like, I don't know, just, like, great things. You're getting up there.
You got a nonprofit now that you're working on. You started
it kind of started with the home studio that I had going.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of just branched that out, and now it's kind of a semi-professional studio that I got going here in my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I just have all that gear just sitting there.
Yeah.
My guys don't really do that much. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, one way to put that stuff to use is just helping out bands. So what I started doing when I started up was recording bands for free. So I'll do their single for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just a way to get them rolling.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're a starting band, you don't really know about the process, about going to the studio, what you need to get, you know, gigs or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I would do is just record them, do like a little single, and then make a little package for them so they can give out to bands, to bars or different venues. You know, just to get them started.
That's awesome.
There's this big misconception, I know from like early bands, that people think once you get to the studio, you guys are signed. Like very early on, it's like, all right, I'm in the studio now. But it's like, it's not until you get to the label. The label is what actually offers you a contract where you can actually record some stuff. And it's like, oh yeah, when I was in school, I remember there was a lot of dudes in my class starting off who were like, all right, we're going to head to the studio, and then that's it, I'm signed, we're good. It's like, no, man. You got to talk to the label first. They got to see if they like you, man. They got to see if they like your stuff. And there was like...
syllable.
Yeah, there's like this middle part that no one really considered.
Hmm. Yeah, especially for us starting up, it was really hard to get gigs. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew us, and we had no music to show around.
Right.
And yeah, it was just hard. Nobody was really there to tell us, oh, this is what you need to do, and then do this. Mm-hmm. There's no guidelines. You're just thrown into the lion's den. You just got to figure it out.
Yeah. So what did you guys do? How did you guys start up and start building your brand, start building the...
I think it was the third month into that we actually had our group and we were practicing. That we went into the studio and we did a full album. So we had that pretty early on to send out to different bars and stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So that helped us out a lot. And then from there, we got a website and that made us look more a little professional. Mm-hmm. And that helped us get more gigs, you know, just little by little.
Wow.
That's sick.
So what are you guys doing now that bars are closed, places like that you're able to go play and perform? What are you... Besides the nonprofit that you guys are working on, and or yourself, what is it that you're doing now? Or what have you been doing these past 2-3 months of quarantine during the pandemic?
Well, right now for the band, all we've really had to do is just, I don't know if you guys see those compilation videos of bands recording themselves at home, and you piece it together and make a song.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did that. We did a cover of Black Magic Woman.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys saw that on our Instagram.
Yeah, I saw it on, like, I think Eddie's page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've just been doing little things like that, but show-wise, we can't really do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
But actually, I think it was this first month in, and they closed everything, we did a Skype concert. We got paid for that.
Nice.
It was for, like, some company party, it was some CEO's birthday. They're like, hey, you guys want to play? I'm like, all right.
Yeah. That's awesome.
And you just like performed at home or something?
Yeah.
Hey, that's
because through Zoom you can actually hook up the interface and the audio that goes into there will get a clean sound. So all I did was just mess with some cables and we actually got a pretty good sound going and we used that.
Oh, it's on its way.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, that's it's cool. On its way.
What's on his way?
Cables and adapters.
Oh, okay. I'm like, you hear that? That's
an idea.
Write those.
I know, I read an article like a week ago, and I'm like...
That's cool.
All I did was hook up my mixer into an input on my interface.
Mm-hmm.
So I was running all the cables through the mixer.
That's cool.
Yeah.
It's all signal flow, right? It's all it is. Yeah. Once you figure that out, it's like, all right, it's playtime.
That's a good way to be like an innovator, though. You know, it's just like when a lot of people, when this whole thing came out of just like the pandemic, they're like, we can't do anything. I guess we got to wait. I guess we got to sit here. It's like, nah, homie, you got to grow. You got to adapt to it and keep growing and growing. So I think that's awesome that like you were able to do that because a lot of people just kind of sat back and they're like, it'll pass by.
It'll happen somehow.
We'll be back to normal in no time. And it's like...
Normal doesn't exist anymore.
Was normal even a thing?
Yeah. It was like a misconcept. Like, all right, there's a misconception of normal.
Yeah.
Where it's like, just what you're used to.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's cool. That's really, really cool. Now I'm excited.
Yeah, the only thing that's been hard is to practice because, you know, the online isn't really an option when it comes to rehearsals. Because everybody has
different schedules.
Yeah, well, you encounter small lags, big lags, and just the little difference can make a big difference on the other end.
Yeah.
It's all a lot of self-discipline, though, right?
Yeah, it's hard. Yeah, I have a choir class, and we tried doing a rehearsal through Zoom Mm-hmm. It was so bad.
It was so bad.
The teacher was playing the track through his end, and at least for me, I was able to hear it pretty good mm-hmm. and keep up with it, but other people's signal, I'd receive it maybe like 3 seconds later. So while I'm singing my part, I hear their parts after. It was so bad.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. It's that latency through the video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what else are you up to besides your nonprofit, as you were saying?
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, it takes a lot to get that started.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you started your record label. Like, how was that like?
I mean, it's not too complicated. I just record bands, and then if they want me to release their music, then I do it through my name.
Mm-hmm.
But I actually rather not do that. So what I've been doing is while I record them,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell them, well, first I'll show them how to copyright their music.
Right.
So that's very important when it comes to independent artists.
Mm-hmm.
And most people forget about. So I show them how to register the music, how to get it copyrighted, and then from there I show them how to upload it themselves, because nowadays you don't need to go through record labels to mm-hmm. get your music out.
Nope.
You don't need to go through them to get your own shows or anything. You can do everything yourself
mm-hmm.
you know, if you put the time and your work into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I show them how to upload the music, whether it's DistroKid or CD Baby or whatever. You know, mm-hmm. It's really easy to do. I don't see why somebody at home, if they can afford it, why they shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's what they really want to do, you know?
Yeah.
Right now, the internet has made the industry like the Wild West, where you can do whatever you want.
Yeah. So all I try to do is just empower the artists to come in and showing them that they can do it themselves if they want to. They don't have to worry about making it.
Or, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's very noble of you, because you're empowering the artists to do everything on their own, which gives them more rights and freedoms, like to distribute the music. They actually own their music instead of having it being owned through a label. So that was a big thing going on, like ever since the mid-2000s, where artists were like, nah, I want to own my music now. And you had all the innovators that like been trying to be like, yeah, you guys should. Like, it's dumb how you have like a group of 10 people that own your music, but the actual people that created it don't.
You don't even see your money.
Yeah, you don't even see the money. Especially now with streams.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, that's a good thing, though, because it's like you're being resourceful
mm-hmm.
to them as much as they're being resourceful to you, you know, because, like, it's also building a network, you know, building a network between that community of artists that come in to you to ask for you to sign them or whatever, but then it's like, nah, dude, look, this is how easy it is. Like, let me help you out. And then I scratch your back, you scratch my back kind of situation,
right.
You know, which is like a really good thing, but in good terms. No, it's not like, you know what? Yeah. The only way you're going to ever grow is if I sign you. Like, people do that. And it's just, I mean, I'm not a...
No, I feel bad if I did that.
Yeah.
You know, I record them, like, all right, now pay me this much so I can move you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people that are they're very money-oriented, where it's like, nah, man, it's just business. It's like, no, fuck that. Music has never been just about business. Like, music is music.
Yeah, there's a lot behind it. I mean, you guys would know more
than
I
have more fun recording people than anything else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my space is inside the studio helping them create.
Right.
And that's where I get my kicks out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you just started school, right?
Or
you've been in school?
I've been in school. I'm finishing up my AA this semester.
Okay. Okay.
And next semester I'm going into Dominguez Hills for a bachelor's.
Nice. What is your bachelor's in? Just like music or?
Audio production.
Audio production, or is it like, are you getting your associates in sound engineering, or is it like, what's the whole
music
title?
Technology.
Music technology? Hell
yeah. Yeah, and in journalism, so I'm getting two.
Oh, and cool. Journalism?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, so I did that when I was getting out of high school, so I kind of just finished that really quick and then started the music stuff.
That's sick.
Nice, nice. What are your plans after you finish school?
Hopefully get into a studio, like a professional studio, and start working there.
Yeah.
Just get that whole experience.
Yeah.
You become a regular in that spot, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's badass. That's badass.
Do you want to ever want to build like a more advanced studio than the one that you have your house, or do you want to like continue the vibe of like a home studio, kind of like having that as like your vibe when people come to record with you?
No, I'm actually upgrading the other studio where the nonprofit's gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's gonna be like my main hub. I've actually taken a bunch of my equipment from my house and moved it over there.
Just kind of beefed up.
Yeah.
So I'm making that into a hybrid system. So that's gonna be my big fancy studio.
Okay.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Oh, that's crazy.
I had a question and I totally forgot about it.
Oh, don't. Sorry, dude, I think I cut you off.
No, you go ahead.
No, I already answered my question.
Oh, okay. That's really awesome though. That's exciting. It's good that you're like going up the ladder, you know, and you're just like growing and you're willing to learn and you're willing to just like keep adapting and see where it takes you. And yeah, do you have any like goals that you see yourself reaching within the next 5 years, 10 years? Or I mean, I don't like to put timelines on them,
right? But it just
so
happened to be like, what do you think could happen at this point that you're trying to set out for yourself?
For sure, I think get a recognized recording. So, like maybe record an artist and they go big or something.
Yeah.
And I'll just have that Grammy or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't have to be that big, but at least some type of recognition.
Yeah.
You start building a shelf for it.
Yeah, just so I know I'm on the right track and my recordings, they stand for themselves.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
So
it kind of suck if I was just doing this for a while and I don't see anything come back, right?
No, yeah, exactly. Like you want a little bit of recognition that you're doing a good job. What kind of artists have you been recording at the label, dude?
Mostly indie.
Indie?
Mm-hmm.
So for those that don't really know like indie music, like is it like very general or is like it's a certain style that comes through the door or what?
I'd say it's, I'm just kind of hard because indie's so broad.
Right.
So this one guy I did was more of like a singer-songwriter type guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He just did he was just singing and playing acoustic.
Right.
I just had him do a couple songs. Mm-hmm. This other band was like a combination of the Doors and the Fratellis. And then there was this other band they were like a ska reggae band.
Yeah, cool. We'll have to definitely get some of the people you've recorded with or recorded for to just kind of like, I don't know, just kind of share it, you know.
Yeah, get their name.
Also get
there,
like,
you know,
our idea, like, okay, this is what he meant by indie, because like my perspective of indie is like acoustic. Like very acoustic.
Is it like a chill vibe?
Chill vibe.
Yeah, that's what I think of.
That's what I think about it. Yeah.
And what do you think, Mark? Is that like more? Is that like kind of what's been coming through, or?
Because
like you said, it's so
I'm kind of old school. So when I think of indie, I think of like the Strokes or the Arctic Monkeys,
right?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You know, music's changing every day. You know, what I used to think was indie now is like pop, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like everything is pop nowadays. It's like, I don't know, just like there's so much pop out there. It's like, I don't even know what's what, you know?
Yeah, it's like anything can really be pop because pop started off as being like popular music, you know, so as long as it's good music, it's pop. Now pop seems very cookie cutter, like, all right, let me get this artist, put him in a little formula, and then send him out to the races, you know.
That's crazy. Yeah,
that's kind of what TikTok has become.
Yeah,
It's all pop clickbait music.
Yeah, exactly.
Really though. Yep, that is crazy. What is your brother and like how are you guys doing with the whole not being able to perform every other like so often?
It's hard, you know, because that's kind of what we live for. You know, just itch to be on stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, he practices every day, so mm-hmm. that keeps him occupied.
Yeah.
Besides work, he's working at home now.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's hard not playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you're just kind of stuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but, like especially maybe. Now, I get false hopes because I see all these bars opening up again. Mm-hmm. And I send them emails, hey, is there any date? And it's like, oh, no, we're still not having live music.
Like, I heard all the bars in San Diego opened, right?
Was
or most
true?
Of them?
I don't know.
Most of San Diego opened up?
There's so much news where I'm like, I don't even know what to believe anymore. It's like, oh, yeah, everything's open. It's like, oh, no, not really.
Yeah.
Now, I was so tempted to get all the guys and just drive down to Texas to play. Texas already open.
Dang. I mean, that would be cool. It'd be like a road trip hangout time, you know? the big bang coming back, you know? Yeah. That would be cool, though. Yeah, there's like so many states that have opened up, and it's like, I don't know. We're still kind of in this like niche of, are we?
Yeah. I think California's always been in flux about this whole thing. Like, we're, like, trying to be open, but then at the same time, you see a lot of people just kind of going out and about and doing their own thing.
I think Long Beach has been in that.
Long Beach, for sure, has been in that.
Yeah, Long Beach is, like, very, like, I don't know, very, I like to call it the bratty sister of L.A.
A little bit.
The bratty sister of L.A.
Because it's, like, it thinks it's all that, and it wants to do whatever it wants, but then it's, like, I don't know.
Yeah, learn from his big sister, LA.
I know. But then LA is like the big sister that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
San Pedro's the forgotten sister.
Yeah, San Pedro's adopted.
That's funny. Oh my god.
Oh, dude.
Oh, thank you.
Man.
You guys want to be my girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. Hi.
Hi. How are you? Oh yeah, she can't hear us.
Oh duh.
Wait. Oh, that's a stuck. There you go.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you. How are you?
Good.
Just hanging out.
Yep. Making coffee.
Yeah. Hey. Coffee's where it's at.
I need a cold brew.
Shit. Dang. See, that's where my expertise is at, coffee. Now let's talk about music. I'm gonna be like, yeah, I like Bad Bunny.
There, like...
Marco's like, wow. Oh, that's
Man, well, it's nice to meet you. You guys are super dope.
Alright. Keeps like freezing up, huh?
Yeah, it's freezing up.
Your internet is a little unstable.
Yeah, dude, our internet's wacky right now.
Yeah, it's so bad. Our
so, yeah, last time I talked to you guys were made to Guatemala.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Now you're getting married. Congratulations, man.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's her fault because she has to say yes, so.
Oh, okay. But you
asked.
It's true.
Hey, I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. Like, I mean, I was just looking it up and it looks like when we recorded with you guys, we were on episode 7. That's so crazy. Episode 7.
Wow. Right, what episode are we on?
62.
Oh my god.
62. Shit. Shit. That's crazy. Yeah, but we're doing pretty good. I mean, we finally got our website going. We're like just vibing and seeing how things go. It for me personally, because I'm such an interactive person, it's been hard to like do like the Zoom meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to be, I don't know, I just like.
I like people.
I like people, but I don't.
Yeah, no, me, I'm just like, come on, I want to talk to everyone. And she's like, I think because you work with people so often.
I think that's what it is. I think I don't like people when I work.
You're like in your mold.
That's
your,
everyone.
Yeah. But when it means I'm going to sit down and have an intentional, genuine conversation with somebody and I'm going to learn from them, I'm stoked.
Yeah.
I'm stoked. But then like the whole Zoom thing, the whole FaceTiming, like the whole Messenger thing, it's been like nice, but it's been like weird because I was reading this article that it puts this like mentality in our heads, you know, where it's deceiving, you know, mm-hmm. because we're so used to like, oh, like, how are you? Like, how are you? Like hugs, like high fives, handshakes. Like we're like, you feel it's real. You know, you guys, I mean, I hope you guys are real. Like they're real. So right. And so I know. Right? But then like it comes to the Zoom and it's like,
simulation.
Yeah.
But then it comes to the Zoom and it's like, we know you're real. We know you're there, but it's like, it doesn't feel as real as if like you were right next to us. You know,
right.
So definitely, yeah, that's kind of been a hard struggle for me personally.
I would agree. I like being around people, especially in my work. I'm around people too, but then I get to hide out in my little dungeon once I'm over them, you know, and it gets kind of stressful.
Yeah.
So like with Carla, she's always in the front line. Like she's always with people directly. And then like, I get to help people out and then I go back to my dungeon and I can like do my own thing.
Yeah. Yeah. But how has the pandemic been treating you guys? Like, I mean, besides obviously not being able to perform, but personally, for you, like, how have you been taking it?
I hate being stuck at home. I don't really go out much, and I only have like my select friends that mm-hmm. I hang out with. But even then, you know, I like going out and taking a cruise.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, just having a picnic somewhere.
Don't take a cruise right now. But.
There's traffic right now.
But yeah, it's hard. You're just trying to get out, and then you kind of feel weird when you're out, when you've been inside all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like you're not really living.
Yeah. Like, even just going to the store feels weird. Like, I still can't get used to putting on a mask.
Yeah.
I know. Yesterday we went to get hot wings from Wingstop, and it was four of us that went to go get it, and all four of us forgot masks.
Wow.
All of us. All right, how do we do this? Like,
yeah.
So thankfully, there was a big ass blanket
that we used to pick up the stuff.
And so I'm in the front of fucking like Wingstop with a blanket. I look like what did you say I look like?
You look like a refugee or something.
I just looked awful. Like, I was just, I don't know, like, I just woke up or something and I'm hiding underneath a blanket. But, yeah, it's hard to get used to the fucking face mask. It's made me break out so bad. Like, especially wearing it every single day, it's made me break out, like, extremely.
Especially for, like, long periods of time, too, because you're working with a mask. Like,
yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's been crazy, so. Well, that's good though. That's good that you're still hanging in there. I mean, do you hang out with your friends in a sense still, or?
No, not really. I mean, just my drummer will come by once in a while.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's just me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was actually gonna go home, but then all the stuff started happening, and her brother got sent home because he goes to Santa Cruz. He's Santa
mm-hmm.
Cruz. And they just told everybody to go home. Everyone got kicked out of the dorms.
Yeah.
Damn.
And her parents live in like a little studio apartment.
Yeah.
So now he's in there, and it's four of them, and you know, there's not really space for her. So I got stuck. Well, not stuck, but
you got
stuck. It's more like she got stuck with me.
And don't let her hear that one.
Yeah. Let me cut this part out.
That sucks though. Yeah, I had a lot of coworkers that were just they're college students and they got kicked out of the dorms. Like, I'm like, what are you gonna do now? And they're like, I have to go home. I have to go back. And yeah. Some of them are living in, like, the Valley, and some of them up in, like, Pasadena. Some are, like, in San Diego. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. I know one.
As far as I know, they didn't get their deposits back, right?
I don't know.
Damn.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, 'cause I don't think my girlfriend's brother did. So I'm just assuming everyone else did.
Probably not. The only thing I've got, I don't live in a dorm, obviously, but the only thing I got was, like, half off of, like, my, half back of my parking. That's there. Oh, and then the, a relief fund. But it was, like, not enough.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't even cover, like, one class that I have to take in the summer.
Yeah. I heard that there was going to be things, there's going to be, like, fighting over, like, getting fees back. Because you're paying for so many fees when you go to college, right? So it's, like, I know when I was going to college, like, I was paying for, like, I don't know, just, like, stupid fees. Like, gym fees. I didn't even go to the fucking gym. Like, things like that, you know?
There's
like,
all these other
little things. And it's, like, and a lot of people are, like, trying to, like, hey, we weren't there, so you need to give us our money back.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know if it's really done anything.
But that's a good point.
But like tuition's still like the same, even though they're online classes and you don't get the full experience. I paid $1,500 for a class that I want to take, a science class that I'm taking online. I don't know how to take science. How is that gonna happen?
Yeah, good experiment at home.
Make me go outside and look at plants.
Yeah, and so many of these teachers aren't even qualified to be doing online.
Yeah.
Online teaching. I mean, not that they're bad teachers, but, you know, it's just hard to get into and to make a whole curriculum based around being online.
Yeah, it's a different adjustment, right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Well, I did online school for a while, so, I mean, I guess I could get used to it pretty quickly. But, yeah, there's those teachers. I'm sure, like, teachers that have done, like, professors that have just been very hands-on, you know, that one of the ways they teach the best is hands-on. That's right. The way they, like, master their area, you know, that they educate others. Now going from hands-on to no hands-on at all, like, yeah. It's like, that just sounds like a big headache.
Yeah, like, I saw a meme the other day of, like, this girl giving praise to her professor because as soon as, like, quarantine happened and, like, they had to send everyone home, like, he recorded, like, the rest of the semester lessons, like, himself. But he had, like, dolls or stuff, like, around the classroom because he wasn't comfortable teaching to no one. He was like, okay, no, there was, like, a Pinocchio in front of him.
That's going an extra mile. Just put, like, iPads and then, like, call everybody, you know? Like,
damn.
Like, seems like even more work.
Or money, too. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, I'm going to rent some iPads real quick.
I mean, he's at school, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I'm sure they have something there. Yeah. I mean, the tuition being the price it is, I'm sure they got some. They can use the money for that, at least.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I know my school, they didn't give us back the health fee. Because they said that the health services were still available, but we couldn't go to campus. So if we needed health services, then we would go on the school website and then talk to the nurse or something.
What?
Like that? That's not really the same thing.
It's not.
There's a lot of hospitals that were doing that even before, though. Like, I remember when I got sick, like, last year, at the beginning of last year.
Oh, like, Teladoc?
Yeah, Teladoc.
Yeah, and it doesn't help in every situation. I've called before, and they're like, I can't really help you with that. Like, I had a headache or something, and, like, a stomach ache or something. Like, I can't really help you with that. You need to come in person and get that test, like, actual tests for that.
Yeah.
So,
like, imagine telling someone that now. Like, like, oh, you have a stomach ache? Damn.
I know. Like, well,
it's over.
As a doctor, I'd be like, shit, dude. Well, te vas a morir.
Oh, and that sucks for a lot of healthcare workers because I know right now they're under fire. Like, they gotta do a lot right now, and it's even more than usual.
Yeah.
And, oh, dude.
There was this. Go ahead.
I was going to say, a lot of those hospitals, they're not even union, so they just work the nurses down to where they're just completely exhausted. It's tough.
Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know. I think about it if I were a business owner in this moment in time. I would do all I can, even though I know for business owners, labor is one of the most costly things as a business owner. But I think I would try to do everything in my power to just either hire more people or give incentives, you know, or give, because I think about it, I'm not going to say names or anything, but I have a friend that works at this place and she's fucking exhausted. Like, she is just beyond like done. And they give out suggestions. Upper management, I think, would give her suggestions like, oh, you should extend shifts to 8-hour shifts. So then you don't have to like increase labor or something. And I'm like, you know that we're not robots, right? Like, mm-hmm. like, and so it's just like things like that where it's like, I get it. Like, but yet again, it's like, there's a lot of employers that are just exhausting their employees to the bone, you know? And it's just, what do you do at that point? You know, and then your employees that have been so dedicated and so like passionate about the business that they were within now are quitting or now are just, I can't do this.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do in that sense, you know?
This isn't something that people just signed up for. Like, this is unprecedented.
Yeah. So it's like, do you require that those owners or the business owners just come in and help? Or what, you know, it's like, there's so many ways that you can, so it goes back to like the healthcare workers. Like, I can't even imagine like being there 12, 20 hours a fucking day just to like, being repetitive about the certain same things and not getting a break 6 days a week, 7 days a week. Hell no.
Imagine that. Like, it's crazy. You can't really do much about it at that point.
Yeah, but you're not working right now, are you? Besides, you're...
In a way.
Yeah.
Because I was working at school before all this happened.
Okay.
So their way of transitioning us, they just had us do online classes. So we just have to clock in on this one website and do the courses that they have there. That counts as my hours.
Oh, nice. Nice. And how's that been for you? Has it been exhausting? Has it been like a learning curve?
It is exhausting because I'm just sitting there. Mm-hmm. You know, before I was in the office and I'd get up and clean or I'd go do some copies.
Yeah.
But now I'm just in front of my computer all day because I have class and then I have my work classes.
Dang. It's like mentally draining.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like all you do. It is kind of like jail where it's a very confining process.
Sorry, I make that look because I'm like, I've never been in jail, so I don't know.
Well, I haven't been in full-on jail, but a lot of my friends have.
You've been in half-long jail?
I almost had to stay overnight.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, I had a lot of friends where, like, some of them are treating this like how they're in jail, but they're trying to be productive, like, within themselves. And they're trying to be like, all right, you know what? I'm going to make this about me, and I'm just going to move forward until this blows over. Until my time is done, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crazy how you can just, like, fall back into that, like, and how our jail system works, where you're confined to yourself until you're out and about, like in like gen pop and shit.
Yeah, I could see that. I mean, nothing really changed for me besides things just getting mentally exhausting.
Right.
Like, I feel like I was working a good amount of hours. Now I'm working either more, and it's just, I feel like I keep saying this, it's just mentally exhausting.
You know, being in class, it's kind of hard to pay attention sometimes.
Yeah.
But now that everything's online, you have even less of an attention span.
Yeah. I feel like it's more draining. Like, I feel like they feel longer. The classes feel way longer when I do it online than, like, being in person. Like, because you don't have that, like, walking around or, like, interaction or... You know, you just have to sit there and stare at your screen.
Yeah, because you're using a lot of your mind power.
Yeah.
You know, unlike when you're, and it was just like what I was saying earlier, right? Doing Zoom, doing FaceTiming interviews, like, they're awesome and, you know, it works. but it's nothing like the real thing. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like having a real person, you know, because you're actually using your other senses. You're not just using, like, your vision and you're just, like, and your ears, you're like, okay, okay, okay. And you're just sitting there and soaking that in. And it's, like, you can only soak in so much, mm-hmm. you know, and when you're with that actual human being or that classroom or that group of people, or even like you were saying, rehearsal, you know, rehearsing with those people, it's like, it's entirely different. Yep. Your senses, like you, it amplifies how your mind is intaking all of those things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. There's been times where I'm sitting through a class and the teacher will go through his whole lecture. What the hell was he talking about? Nothing sunk in.
No. That was me before pandemic and still is. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. That's cool.
I guess now what we got to do is find ways to move forward, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just different. But, I mean, hey, that's good that you're growing with it, though, and you're, like, not just, like, calling it, like, I'm going to wait it off, you know, because, like I said earlier, what good is that really going to do to us? Like, it's not going to help anything or anybody. So.
Yeah, I've been trying to encourage people, too, to just stick with it, because right now, maybe you'll be taking the classes, and they'll be the easiest they'll get, you know, compared to you actually being at school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people are just dropping their online classes. Well, I'm getting more work, so I might as well just work.
Yeah.
Like, no, like, take the opportunity that it's all online, that you don't have to go to school and go to work. You know, you can be home and somewhat be more relaxed and then still go to work.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to see it. That's a really
That's how I've taken it, because I had to elementary school that I was at, but then I had to go to school, university, and then I had to go to work. So it was like so much like time in between that I had to like go from one place to one place to one place. So now it's just all here. You know?
Yeah. Hmm. What would you encourage? Like, or what would be your words of encouragement to those that are working in the music industry, like, as you were and you still are? What are some, like, tactics that have worked for you that you think would be encouraging to those in that same industry?
I think it just goes back to the basics, you know, just have fun with it.
Mm.
You know, that's just the core of it all. If you're having fun, you're having a good time, and you know, you're doing good with your music, everything else will just come on its own.
Yeah.
You know, people find you if you're uploading all the time.
Yeah.
And especially if you're uploading entertaining content, you know. So just as long as you're having fun, you know, you don't really have to worry about the rest of it so much.
Yeah.
You know, it'll come on its own. So
yeah.
I think people just worry too much about having, you know, so-and-so many followers and, you know, having to release and music a certain amount of time, like having to book shows every day. Like, no, just have fun. You know, just take it at your own pace. It's just, as long as you don't give up, I think that's the way to go.
Yeah,
I agree. You know, it's, I like how you put it, like, it's going back to the basics. Have fun, what you do, and people will resonate with that, and that's really cool.
Yeah, because the worst thing that can happen is the fun is gone and you're doing it more of as a job.
Yeah.
You know?
Hmm.
When you're not having fun anymore, that's when it kind of goes to shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that, though. I think that can be very relatable to, like, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Not just, like, necessarily, like, the music industry. I think that's relatable to, like, our podcast, mm-hmm. or you in school, like, or you in work, you know? Like, you are a sound engineer, and right now you're not working. Okay, so what are your basics?
Yeah.
Right, like, falling back into that, like, okay, I work in coffee, I fucking hate it, I'm just kidding, I don't forget. I've gotten to that point sometimes, but it's, like, those moments when I do get to that point, right, where it's, like, I fucking hate it, it's, like, okay, I'm obviously doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm obviously seeing it in a wrong perspective. I need to take a step back, I need to have a good cup of coffee, I need to see what's behind it, and see what really made me fall in love with it.
Exactly.
So I think... yeah, it's definitely, that goes for anything. So.
Yeah, like, you can't force creativity, and you can't force people to have fun. It has to be genuine, it has to be natural.
Yeah.
Right.
And that man, there's so many connections to everything. But that also goes back to, like, if you work in something that you love and your employer is exhausting you, I think that's what leads you to, like, not liking what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it makes it harder to, okay, what are the basics? Like, I feel like you barely have enough time to be like, what are the basics? Because you're getting so, like, exhausted, you know? So,
right.
Like, it becomes a chore.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't know what I would encourage people on that point.
Like, I guess on the basis of coffee, like, how would you encourage people? Like,
I think, I don't know. That's just one that I need to figure out myself.
Like, what if you tried roasting again, like, on your own?
Yeah. Yeah. But then it's like I said, you know, it's because you're still working so consistently,
you don't have
time to go back and take a step back and be like, I need to take a breather. These are the basics,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I see what you mean.
Because it's like, you get out of work, you want to come home and have a cold ass beer and just like chill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like my first thought isn't, oh, all right. I just got done with an 8-hour shift. I'm going to go home and roast some coffee. Like, well, like, you know, it's not what's on my mind
at
that point.
Okay.
But that's a good point. That's a good point to, like, think about. Get back to basics, though. How can I fit that in?
How would you get back to basics, Mel?
I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure it out, too.
I know, right? It's like a self-evaluation in a sense. Like, okay, where are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess at least for me, it's been like going into deep thought about what I want. And like, because I love producing music, but I'm really big on like, I need it to happen as I'm working on it. I can't just be like, all right, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to do this, and that. And all right, I don't want cookie cutter songs. I want things to come. Where it's like, it feels right. I'm giving off the right emotion that I want to build with this music. So it's really, I believe in natural creation, you know?
Mm.
So like, I don't force myself to sit down at a computer and write and create like 10 beats every day. Like, no, I want it to come to me. And then I want to dwell on it in my head and think about, all right, I can go in this direction with what I'm thinking of. Or I can go in something else, and I just branch off of that. And I guess that's just, like, how I go at it. So I believe in just not forcing myself into doing something that I don't want to do.
Hmm. Okay. That's a good one. That's a good way.
Yeah.
That sounded way more profound than it actually is.
That's funny. Yeah. Well,
Margo, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you being here, dude.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah. You're a busy guy now.
I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I am. It's really good to see that you're, like I said, I think that even though I don't know how to answer the question for myself, how can I get back to my basics as a coffee professional? Like, I want you to know, like, your words of, like, how from where we first met you, well, me personally, when I first met you, we interviewed you and your brother, and what you're doing now with the nonprofit, with your label, with school, like, it's encouraging. It's encouraging, and it's reminding me, like, okay, you know, like, it's definitely take a step back and, yeah, get to those basics, you know?
Oh, thank you.
Like, there's no pandemic is going to hold you back from what is your purpose, right? And I think you're a good proof of that. Your brother's a good proof of that. Your band is a good proof of that. You know, there's no four walls that are going to, like, those four walls, the only way they can keep you from your purpose is all in your mind, in a sense, you know? And so I think that's what I took from this little, like, catch-up, honestly.
I did, too.
And I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. So it's really good to see that you're doing good stuff, so.
Yeah, especially with this time. Yeah, this time it kind of builds self-doubt where it's like, you put it perfectly. Where it's like, just get back to basics, man.
Yeah.
Just chill.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to go throughout the whole week saying basics.
There's been so many times where I'm mixing music and I get tired of it. Like, I can't do this anymore, and I'll just leave it for like 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't when I started listening to music and there's like a certain song that just kind of connects with me. I'm like, oh, all right. This is why I do it.
Exactly.
Yeah. And That's a good way. Yeah, that's a good way to. Mm-hmm. That's something that we have to do, you know, as well. It's like we all have a purpose. We all have a niche. Yeah. We all have something that like defines us, you know. Yours is music, Melanie's is education, Sal's like sound engineer, and mine is like coffee. And it's definitely taking, like, we have to take those breaks sometimes.
Yeah.
It is okay to be like, I can't do this shit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I can't do it. But the thing is, it's like, have you guys ever heard the term or the quote that they say, if something is truly meant for you, it's always going to be there. But if it's not, it's going to always be so hard to get to it. Yeah, right?
Exactly.
And I definitely agree. Like, if the niche is ours, you know, we can walk away for 3 days and a simple song on the radio can just trigger it and be like, all right, yep, that's why I do it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back to it.
Yeah. So it's like, making sure that you're staying open mind for those little signs of like, hey, you still love this. Don't give up, you know?
It's okay.
So, but yeah. But anyways, thank you. Thank you once again. I don't know if you have any questions or anything, but it was really good, like, catching up with you and everything, so.
Yeah, I just want to shout out Sin Palabras. I did a mix for them. They just released their song, Be My Quarantine.
Oh, did you work on that?
Yeah, I did the mix for that.
I fucking love that song right now. Dude. Sin Palabras,
that one part where they're on the radio, that little section part. I had them sit down and I put a desk, and you know, I thought they were just gonna come over and just like mess around, but these guys showed up to my house, like, dressed like carnival people from the 70s. Yeah, they just sat down there for like a good hour and just doing different takes and messing around. So that's how we came up with that middle part.
Oh, that's cool. Sick. That's cool. That's the one that your brother worked on it too, right?
Yeah, he has a guitar solo on there.
Okay, cool, cool.
Yeah, he actually plays with them.
Oh, okay.
He joined them not too long ago.
Okay. We'll have to get you.
Yeah, so that song's out. I'm sorry?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, so that song's out, and we have more music coming from them soon. And June 3rd, this hip-hop artist named Sanity Mayans, he's coming out with the song. I forgot what he named it. I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, I did the whole beat for that in production. That one's a cool one I'm excited about. But yeah, those are the only two works that I got coming out soon.
Cool.
Yeah,
let us know and we'll shout them out. We'll also, like, I don't know, just put them on our story and put them out there. So.
I can't really listen to it. Sanity Mayans?
Yeah, Sanity Mayans.
All right. Hey, dude. Be My Quarantine was fucking sick. So
I haven't listened to it yet.
So I'm excited to listen to
it. Those guys are sick. They're really talented.
Sin Palabras, man.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Oh, cool.
And also, my new single came out, Dime Que Tu Piensas.
Oh, okay.
You guys see that yet?
Okay.
Oh.
Cool.
I like how she's just looking it up right
now. I know,
now,
I'm looking.
You gotta get it now.
Dime que tu
piensas. It came out on Friday. I haven't been too good about promoting it.
Hell yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I found it.
Found it?
Yeah, I found it.
Sick.
Yeah, we'll promote it on our story.
We'll promote it. We'll listen to it. I'll let you know what I think, what everyone else says.
Dude, for sure.
I'm excited. Hell yeah.
Yeah, but thanks, guys, for having me on.
Thank you for being on, dude. You're always an awesome guest. It's great catching up with you.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, hopefully next time I'll have my brother here.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cool, yeah.
Tell him we say hi, and we would love to hear from, you know, his perspective and how he's doing and how he's persevering everything, so.
Yeah, for sure.
So cool.
Cool.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it. And let your girlfriend know we say hi. So, and bye.
All right.
All right. Well,
take care.
Yeah.
You too.
Bye, boy.
Vamos.